This fly that I'm tying for you now, Alison, it's a dry fly, and what that means is that to create the illusion of the insect, we want this fly. It's very, very light, and it's got a body that's light to float on the top of the surface film, just as you'd see it floating down the river. You tie flies in accordance to the life cycle of the insect. So this fly here is a mayfly. It starts out as a nymph, which is on the bottom of the river, on the rocks. So if we tied a fly for that, we would have to weight it a little, and we've got a process for that, which we won't go into today. Yeah, so we've got wet flies and dry flies. This one's a dry fly. Look, what we've got set up here today is two vices. These vices, the design of them hasn't changed in thousands of years. So you've got a vice to hold a hook. We've got the hook, we've got some thread, and we've got some furs, and we've got some feathers. And what we're going to try and do is create an illusion. We're going to tie a little insect. So the skills that you need is basically your two hands and your eyes and a little bit of light. So this first implement here is just called a bobbin with a bit of silk on it. And I'm going to put it on the hook here just as I'm talking to you. Now, I haven't laid the cotton across the top of the hook straight. I've laid it sideways. And the reason I do that is so it doesn't fall back on itself. And I just simply twist that thread around that part of the hook, which is the top. And that's going to just form the body of the little fly that we're about to tie. That's about as much skill as you need to get started. The materials that I use, we use a few synthetics, but I try to use the materials that are pretty much natural, and there's a reason for that, because the colours. Like this feather that I have here, it just came out of a chook somewhere. I found it, or I picked it up, or a bird. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pluck a few fibres of that out of there and bring it up to the light so that I can see it. And this is going to form the tail. So I've got about three or four strands of very fine feather in my hand, and I'm just going to wind that to make it sit along the top part of the hook. And when I wind that thread back, that gives the illusion of a tail. Can you see that happening?
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting to take shape. Now, the next thing that we're going to do is to create some wings. Because this little critter that I'm tying, this little fly, is going to sit up on the water like it's got wings. Now, the way that fly tyers tie flies is not to make them exactly perfect to imitate the natural, but this is about size and colour. So if you can create the illusion and fool the fish, well, you're three quarters of the way there. Now, Alison, can you see that I've just sort of cut that piece of thread, and it's about 2 centimetres long, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and I've thinned it out so it's not too heavy. Might even thin it out a bit more. Now, look, here's part of the skill of tying flies. So I'm going to roll that yarn back up towards the front of the hook, and once again, I'm not going to lay that yarn flat on top of the hook. I'm going to pinch it and get it sideways so that I can sit it on there. Now, can you see how I've just tied that yarn on top of the hook there? Now, if I stand that up, can you see the illusion already starting to form that could be wings?
Yes.
So now we have the tail and the wings formed. The next part that comes will be the body. And right there, I have a friend across the way, and she used to breed some kind of very, very, very fine woolen sheep. And they collected all this stuff for me, and as you can see, I've dyed it all the various colours. You know, I've got browns, and I've got greens and yellows and oranges. That bright orange, I'd use that for little beetle patterns up at Falls Creek. I've got black, I've got all colours of the rainbow in there, but basically that's probably one of the finest wools that you could buy. And now, look, I did that pretty quickly, didn't I? But basically what I've done there, I've taken this very, very, very fine wool, and I've dubbed it, what we call dubbed it. I've just worked it in between my fingers onto the tying silk, so that I'm going to now wrap this around the top of the hook. I'm doing turns around the top of the hook, and this is actually going to form the body of the mayfly that I'm tying. So, now, this is one of the skills that you pick up and learn. This one doesn't come too easy, but what I have in my hand, these are the feathers. And this piece that I have is about 5 or 6 inches long in the old terms, and it's very, very fine. And what I'm going to do now is that, Alison, can you, I don't know if you've been on the river much or around water, but you might be just sitting there and you'll see an insect fly and you'll think, oh yeah, and you watch it, could be white or it could be grey. And the wings are going so fast, it just looks like it's a mass. And that's the illusion that we're going to tie here onto this fly, because that's what actually excites the fish. And they say, ooh, I like the look of that, I might eat that. So I've got my piece of feather for my hackle, and I'm just going to tie it in at the back of my synthetic wing. So I've gone about three or four turns around at the back to make sure it's nice and tight. But watch the way that that feather opens up as I twist it around the hook. Can you see that opening up? That's at the back. Now I'm going to bring it forward in front of the wings and give it two or three turns. I've given it three turns, so I've put about six turns on there altogether. And what I then do then to complete the fly is to tie my yarn off just below the eye of the hook, tie them off properly, snip off the little bit of excess feather that I've got there. Now, I've got a little tool here. I was talking before about fly tying hooks go back about 30,000 years. What I have in my hand now is what we call a whip finish, and it's just a little tool. Its design has not changed in about 500 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the history and the lure of tying flies. Now, this is one of the tricks that the guys that and the women that teach fly tying will teach people coming into the sport. But watch how I put the hook into that front little lever. This actually almost looks like a very, very ancient surgical tool, doesn't it? I'm going to tie it around the back of it like that, and I'm going to give it three or four turns. This is called tying the fly off and forming the head of the insect. And I twist it through like that.
It's a bit tricky, that move.
That move took a lot of learning. Now we're getting very, very close to the completed fly. I just might clean up a little bit of feather that's in the eye of the hook there. But look, what, in a couple of minutes, we've tied a little bit of mayfly that's going to float on the water like that.
If I wanted to learn how to tie a fly, how long does it take, I guess, the average person to master it?
I think that it probably depends a lot on who's teaching you. To start off slowly with very, very simple flies like little nymphs that you will find in the bottom of the river, you could probably tie them within 5 or 6 hours. So two sessions, it's that quick. But for the more advanced flies, you know, and the really smaller ones, the insects that we, you know, a bit pedantic about, that takes a little bit longer. But to get you started, simply, yeah, a few sessions with the right teachers and away you go.
So you need a bit of patience and steady hands is what I'm seeing.
Steady hands are a must with this. Patience with... That's the beautiful thing about fly fishing and everything to do with it. If you haven't got patience, it teaches you patience.